Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sal Valentinetti is back on the radar doing a Christmas show at the NYCB Theater at Westbury, and he's going back. Yeah, he's going back on America's Got Talent. I can't believe it. The Voice is back.
Yay.
Yes.
And he's back on the big show. Right, Sal?
Scott, you're really the voice. You're the voice of New York. Everybody and their mother, every time I'm on your show, everybody calls and says, I heard you're Scott Shannon. You have no idea. Well, of course you have an idea. You're the biggest in New York.
No, all right, calm down a little bit.
You really have no idea how many people you reach.
Calm down a little bit now.
You're king of the world.
Yeah. I'm going to fall off the back of the boat unless I'm careful. So tell us about this reboot on America's Got Talent. Now, you've already got it in the can, so you can't talk too much about it, right?
That's right. I can't say too much about it, but what I can say is America's Got Talent, the Champions Edition, is the first ever of its kind. Let me explain, okay? You have 50 of the greatest acts from all over the world. Not just America's Got Talent. It's Hungary's Got Talent. It's Russia's Got Talent. Asia's Got Talent. Europe's Got Talent.
Oh.
Everybody's Got Talent.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
So this kicks off in January, right?
January 7th on NBC, the place to be. It's going to be huge. I mean, bigger than anything anyone ever else said was huge. I mean, this is tremendous.
It was like a homecoming for you because you filmed it in the same place where your original audition
exactly,
was.
Exactly, the Pasadena Civic Center. Now, to be on that stage where my life changed forever was like so. It was humbling. It was emotional. We cried about it. We laughed about it. I mean, it really was so much at once. But honestly, it was one of the best experiences I've had in my short 2.5 year career so far.
That's so cute.
You know what? I love when you start talking about this. Something that never happened in my entire. You're only 23. You haven't had a whole lot happen to you at
That's
all
10%
yet.
10% of his life. He's had this career.
Right. Well, which makes me even more blessed that I'm young and I got this break about me, and you know it's all because of this show. So going back there, they called me on a Friday night. They called me on a Friday night, Scott. I was 5 minutes from going on stage in Columbus, Ohio. And the producer over there, Alexa Keene, she goes, could you be in L.A. on Sunday?
What? Sure. I'm not even as busy as you are. And
yeah.
I couldn't do that. They want you to fly out there on 2 days' notice, 48 hours, right?
Yeah, so she asked me, and I said, yes. And she goes, I haven't even asked you what for. And I said, Alexa, it doesn't matter what for. You helped my career start. I'll come out if you needed a light bulb changed. So I went out there, and it really was a lot of fun. And Terry Crews is the host of this special season. Terry Crews is one of the nicest guys I think I've ever met. Like, one of the coolest, one of the largest, but one of the coolest guys I've ever met.
We're talking to Sal Valentinetti from America's Got Talent. He's back on. How much time did you spend doing the performances?
You get there on a Sunday and they tape on a Tuesday. You really have no time at all. I mean, the performance is a couple of minutes long, but really the production aspect of it, you got to understand, America's Got Talent is not some entry-level show. You know, like other ones I won't mention. But they put in a lot of work into the production aspect of it. So, like, I could say, like, me and Big Time Tommy, there's a scene where we're driving down Hollywood Boulevard in a big Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Right.
Like, that took hours to maybe make 30 seconds of television. So it's a lot of Hollywood is a lot of hurry up and wait.
I like a 23-year-old kid telling everybody how it works in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this is no. A lot of young people that listen to to this show, too, and I'd like to let you know about it.
Yeah, right. I know. It's great. Now, also, you got your first holiday album coming out.
Can't wait for that.
That's right.
That's today, isn't it? Is that coming out today?
That comes out today. It's Christmas Presents from Sal.
Awesome.
All right. And I got to tell you something about Sal. This is pretty incredible. He's doing a couple of shows down in Boca in Florida. And it just so happens it comes around the time we're doing Blithedale. Mm-hmm. So this guy is going to fly in after he does the show, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And then get back down there for the show that evening.
Aw, wow. You sweetheart.
Really, I'm not. You're looking at the sweetheart right there. This is the guy that puts it together every year.
All right.
I would do anything for this kid. So you could take a little praise.
Yeah, you know what, Scott Shannon, say thank you. Yeah.
I got to go, Sal.
If you like that up there, you could take a little praise.
If I let you go, you could do the rest of the show. There's no doubt.
You could.
Good luck, and we'll talk about, I'll play something from your holiday album in a couple of days.
Christmas Presents with Sal. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's down the corner at the store over there. You get it.
You I'm losing you, Sal. We love you. Bye, buddy.
Take it easy, my friend.
See ya. He's the best, man.
He's always got stuff going on around
him. He's got a lot of stuff going on. How about that guy? How about that, though? He's interrupting. He's got this.
I know.
That's amazing.
Two or three nights at the theater in Boca. He's going to come up and hang out with the kids. They love him, too.
How about that? Being on stage and then, hey, you got to be in L.A. on Sunday.
Yeah. That drives me crazy. Somebody says, hey, you got to be in the city on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.